pledge drive.
Oh, yeah, and I'm sure we're getting some weird mic feedback, but you know what? We're trying to go live, and it is a new experience. This, too, is for everyone.
So buckle up and hang in there with us.
Absolutely. My name's Brian Barnes.
My name's Patty Payette.
Yeah, and here we are doing our very best.
Yes.
For the people.
Yeah, we're coming right at you live from the Hayburn Building in downtown Louisville, Kentucky.
Yes, we are. And if you haven't been to the Hayburn Building, it is a beautiful spot. And we think you ought to check it out. Oh my gosh, I got the music down. How long did it take? You know, folks, that was only, you really only had to suffer through about 30 seconds. I think that was the suffering part. But you know, it's the tie that binds the suffering business. And we want to thank you for joining us once again on Critical Thinking for Everyone, live.
Live for the pledge drive. And we... Folks, if you're wondering, what is this pledge drive?
Oh,
we
yeah.
need you to know this is our one time of year that we come to you as members of Forward Radio and ask you as community members to help us stay on the air by pledging your funds to help us keep going for another year.
Oh, yeah. Another year of Forward Radio. Another year of the great programming you've come to expect, not just from Critical Thinking for Everyone and this team here, but from all the great shows. And we'll go through some great shows later. Just want to let you know, though, if you are trying to if you are scrambling to get us some cash, you can go right now to forwardradio.org and you can and you can donate cash. Boy, I hope that Patty's face isn't saying we're not live.
We are. From everything that I could see, we are live.
We don't know if we're live. You know what? You could go ahead and donate, and then we'd know that you saw us.
That you can hear us. Anybody out there,
there. I don't know. Maybe we should pull up a different show and see if anything changes.
Hey, listen, folks. We are usually coming at you from a recorded show.
Oh, it's totally fake every time. It's AI generated.
No.
And
we brave the wilds of live broadcasting.
We braved everything. The locks, the parking, the security.
It's true.
I mean, God love them all, but I mean...
The soundboard. The arm of the chair just broke.
It was broken before I got here. Let's be serious.
We are,
this is Forward Radio.
We are, but we're doing all this for you.
This is so great. I mean, the whole thing is just like tinfoil and bubblegum, and we are out there to everybody around the world, and we need your help. Somebody help us. We need
a year's worth of tinfoil and bubble gum.
We do. And you can go to forwardradio.org and give us that if you think this is worthwhile at all. I don't know. Maybe this is only worthwhile for a laugh. I hope that you're thinking hard about what you're hearing on the radio, no matter what the case.
Yes. And listen, we...
What else would they do?
They do. Well, listen, you are used to hearing our voices, but we want you to know that you will get to meet me, at least.
Yeah, unfortunately not me.
Yeah, not Brian this year, but usually Brian and I are at our annual birthday party. This year, I'm going to be there representing Critical Thinking for Everyone, and we want to see you there. It's going this Saturday, April 13th, at Logan Street Market, not too far here. It's in the Shelby Park neighborhood, and we are going to have birthday cake. We're going to have live music.
Oh, yeah.
We are going
silent
to have amazing silent auction.
I tell you, it's becoming a real staple of this event.
Yeah, all your favorite Forward Radio personalities are going to be there except for Brian.
Well, and I mean, I may be there at cleanup. And I know Ruth wanted me to answer that email, so I'll just go ahead and put it out here live.
Brian's
on the radio.
Going to be there for cleanup.
I do intend to be there for cleanup, but unfortunately, my dulcet tones will have to.
Yeah, you have another commitment.
Another one. Apologies.
Okay. Yeah. And Charles Booker is our special guest. Oh. So we're super excited.
Oh, wow. That is exciting. I'm
Kentucky's
so glad.
Kentucky's own Charles
That's
Booker.
That's terrific. I'm not dodging Charles Booker. Yeah. That would be fantastic.
And we're going to have, we're going to beam in from Leeds, England, our, we're not supposed to say sister station, not supposed to say sister. I think
close
it's called
relation
our,
station.
Our, like a twin station.
Okay.
Community radio in Leeds.
Okay.
They're going to beam in. And so we're super excited about that.
Fantastic.
And so we hope to see you this Saturday. But in the meantime, and you can donate there if you prefer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Just cash in the bag.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
We'll take it. And maybe you have a piggy bank and you're like, I don't know how much is in here. It's a bunch of coins. That's okay. We'll take that.
Yeah.
We'll happily take that.
Yeah. And I mean, I hesitate to set goals for that event, but I do feel pretty good about setting goals for this event.
Okay.
Should we have a goal for our time together here?
Okay. Well, yes. What's our pledge drive? What's our like our ultimate goal for the whole
pledge? Our ultimate goal is 7K.
Okay, and how are we doing?
We are at 2,307 bones right now.
Okay.
We are a distance.
Okay. Well, I think we can do this between now and the end of the day on Saturday. Where do we want to be? No, where do we? What's our micro goal within that? Where we want to be at the end of the hour today?
That's where I'm wondering. I mean, I don't really know, but I think that we could either be very modest, or we could be really excessive.
Well, let's try to round up.
Round up. Should we round up to? $5,000? Does that sound good? Too high.
I'm gonna let you set a goal here.
It's live radio.
Yeah, I'm putting you on the spot on live
if
radio.
If it's me, I would take $200.
Really?
Yeah, for the hour. If we could get $200,
okay.
I would feel like
Let's
I would
do
feel
it.
Like that'd be fantastic.
Okay, so that would put us where?
That would put us at $2,507.
Okay. I love it.
We would also
and
take
it's
5,000.
Our seventh birthday. It's our seventh birthday, so that's perfect.
Well, so maybe $7 increments.
Hey.
Yeah.
Who is listening who's willing to pledge $7 right now
at
forwardradio.org?
Forwardradio.org, please let us know.
We're going to be monitoring 7 years, and we have been doing the show for almost 7 years. Almost 7 years. And I think we should talk about, I mean, this show is about critical thinking, Brian.
It is. Yeah.
So we do need to talk about critical thinking today.
Yeah, but I mean, doesn't everybody love when the pledge drive jumps in and just crushes the programming you were expecting? I mean, come on, we got a tradition to uphold, don't we? Critical thinking is iconoclastic, so maybe we should break with tradition and go ahead and give you some content that's worthwhile. Not that donating to Forward Radio information isn't worthwhile.
Yeah. No, donating to Forward Radio helps keep the programming going.
This is a community treasure. If you're, if you're not aware, everybody should be donating to support Forward Radio, time, talent, or treasure.
Yeah. So I think we should talk about critical thinking in the news.
It sounds great.
Oh, were you going to jump in and say something?
No. Critical thinking in the news is a fine topic. People might think, well, how do you really get a hold of critical thinking in the news? Astonishingly, it's really as easy as doing a little search there in the internet. We could do it right now. We could just go to, I like Google. You know, you do what you do. I guess my biases work with those search terms and algorithms after all these years. But we go to Google and just type in critical thinking. And then once it pops up, we can, it doesn't even give us a news tab on this particular one. Whose is this? There we go. Critical thinking news. And there are, we got stuff from Psychology Today and Berkeley News and Cyber News. Oh, you found some of these too?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, the point is it's out there, and you might say, well, a lot of stuff tags itself as critical thinking, but maybe, you know, that's just for search terms or whatever. That's also good to point out, you know?
Okay. So Brian, you challenged me to look in the news to find out what the latest and greatest is on critical thinking. And you're going to be very tickled when I tell you that one of the articles that came up in the news quoted one of your favorite phrases.
Really? Is it fake it till you make it?
No. No.
Okay, another favorite.
But another favorite phrase. But so this is an article by a guy named Warren Berger.
All right.
And it's called A Crash Course in Critical Thinking, What You Need to Know and Read About One of the Essential essential Skills Needed Today. These are his recommendations on critical thinking, and I'm going to lay them out to you. And we are going to do live on the air our critique of his curating of critical thinking resources.
Okay. Yeah, I can't wait.
Okay, Warren Berger. Hold on to your hat, Warren.
Sure.
He by the way, he published this in Psychology Today, which seems to be publishing a lot on critical thinking lately. Okay.
All right.
Okay, so he started off with these are his summary points. In research for a more beautiful question, I did a deep dive into the current crisis in critical thinking.
Oh, man.
Many people think of themselves as critical thinkers, but they actually are not.
Right.
And here's a series of questions you can ask yourself to try to ensure you're thinking critically. That's what he says that this article's about.
Okay.
I know right away the look on your face.
If only there were video.
I know.
Yeah, well,
I know.
Probably that's best.
Okay. This is what he said. This is what he said. He said that a lot of times people these days think of themselves as critical thinkers simply because they ask skeptical questions, you know, like directed at certain government policies or ideas espoused by like the other side.
Yeah.
You know, of the political divide.
Yeah.
And so what Warren's saying is the problem is they may not be asking these questions with an open mind or a willingness to consider opposing views.
Truly.
Okay, so, and when people do this, they engage in, ready?
Sophistry.
Weak sense critical thinking.
No kidding, he busted out the term.
Yes,
nice.
Weak sense critical thinking.
I was about to say, wouldn't it be nice if this guy knew about strong sense versus weak sense critical thinking?
And he does.
That's nice.
No, doesn't, and then this is what he says.
Does he take credit for it himself?
He says it's a term popularized by the late Richard Paul.
Woo!
Co-founder of the Foundation for Critical Thinking.
Oh, no, that's good stuff. Right here in ye old news.
I know. Brian, listeners, Brian uses the term weak sense critical thinking on this show regularly.
Yeah.
Brian, would you like to give your definition before we read Warren's definition?
Well, sure. Weak sense critical thinking is using the tools of critical thinking in order to win without regard for the truth of the situation or the actual state of affairs.
Can you think of an example that happened to you today where you either experienced this or you... recently, what would be an example in everyday life where somebody might encounter weak sense critical thinking, or they might use it without realizing it?
I think that anytime we're trying to get competitive advantage, like we're using problem solving, is good. Like in business, maybe, or in other areas of life where there's a competitive component. If I use my best thinking, and I use evidence, and I use very well-worn intellectual tools in order to gain more possibilities of winning, in order to gain some kind of serious intellectual advantage, then I would be, I think I would be engaging in weak sense
critical thinking
all the time.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, all that.
So this is what Warren says it is. Weak sense critical thinking means applying the tools and practices of critical thinking, such as questioning, investigating, evaluating, but with the sole purpose of confirming one's own bias or serving an agenda.
I mean, that's, you know, sole purpose is a little narrow, Warren. But yeah.
What, Warren? Warren. While he's talking directly to Warren.
Well, Warren won't ever hear this, I don't think.
Wait a minute. Warren might be listening and want to make a donation to critical thinking for everyone.
Warren, if you could just say hi to us, in the notes there. That would be fantastic. I'm going to go back and check and see
where
if that's already happened.
Where should people go to make a donation?
Warren should check out Critical Thinking. I'm sorry. Warren should check out forwardradio.org.
And either hit the donate button, but we want them to go to, where would they go to for the pledge drive? Where would they go to, Brian, to make a donation? Warren or anyone else?
Top
of the page, isn't there a?
Yeah, but I mean it's at forwardradio.org, but it's at the top of the page.
And does it say pledge drive donate?
It says Forward Radio's 7th anniversary pledge drive.
There you go. Click right on that.
Oh yeah, just slap it.
Just
that's what I did.
Or smash it, as the kids say these days.
I guess
smash that button.
We should get some kids in here. I don't know anything about it.
Smash that button.
All right.
And yeah. Oh, make a donation.
It's one of these new mice. Yeah. If I smash it, I'm not sure what's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's like one
big button. Warren says, what does he call? I guess it's called, he's written something called A More Beautiful Question. He lays out a series of questions you can ask yourself to try to ensure you're thinking critically.
Okay.
You might need to Google this, Brian, because I don't know if A More Beautiful Question is a book or what is that?
Okay.
Is it an airport book? You're Googling that, I'm going to say, here are some questions to consider. The first question is, have I fairly and thoughtfully considered differing viewpoints? Okay, I'm going to say that again. Have I fairly and thoughtfully considered differing viewpoints?
That sounds fine.
That's okay. However, I quibble a little because fairly and thoughtfully, I don't know that you really need both. I mean, thoughtfully, that's kind of, if you're being fair-minded, you should be being thoughtful.
If you're doing critical thinking in
you're
the way we're always, yeah, you're being thoughtful.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just a little fluffy thing.
Yeah, it's a fluffy thing,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm, yeah.
It's okay.
Have I fairly, I was, all right, Warren, you're being fluffy. It's okay. Have I fairly and thoughtfully, okay, next question. Am I truly open to change my mind? Warren, I love this question.
Yeah, it's a good
question. Am I truly open to change?
Sure.
Warren, kudos.
Well, and what I would say,
kudos.
Though, is it's kind of a complex question, right? Because he throws the truly on there, but that's a second step, right? Because you're checking to see if the question, you know, is something that you know, it's a double check. It's a self-reflective check.
Am I truly open?
And so I just think that, you know, I'm sure in the book here, The Power of Inquiry to Spark Breakthrough Ideas, A More Beautiful Question.
Oh, that's his book.
Yeah.
His airport book.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I'm sure in that book, he gives us the methodologies for that and breaks that complex question
okay.
into its steps.
Okay, but I love this so much. Why, Brian, do I love this? That he says, am I truly open?
Book.
No! This question, am I truly open to changing my mind? Why do I love that so much?
Because people gaslight themselves and obfuscate?
Yes.
Okay.
And we sometimes, I feel like we do critical thinking a disservice sometimes by forgetting to emphasize, you and I sometimes forget to emphasize that we have to push against our natural egocentrism. And so by asking ourselves the question, am I truly open to changing my mind? It's like a layer of,
right.
of like, it's like you're pulling the wool across your own, like, am I just pretending to consider these points of views or am I truly, it's almost like a self-check.
Right.
I love that.
Yeah, it's good.
I really like that.
It's good.
Warren, nice.
Yeah, but of course, and I think the reason, you know, to have that in there, I think that's nice too. I think the reason I have that in there is that a lot of people are just going to say, well, of course I do.
Right.
Like they're just going to assume that whatever they just thought of is the truth and it's perfect. Like I do my thinking once and it's always perfect and we move on with the next bit of thinking.
Right.
That's not always the case.
Or they say, I'll look at different points of view, but secretly inside,
right.
they're looking at the different points of view, but they're just looking. They're just window shopping.
Window shopping these
they're
points of view.
They're window shopping.
Yeah.
They're not really. So I love Warren.
Never...
I'm liking what you're putting down here, Warren.
Hmm.
Okay.
I would never wear this point of view.
So
I wouldn't be caught dead in this point of view. What would my neighbors think if I pulled up in this point of view?
You are killing me. You are killing me.
And if you love the humor that naturally comes out of a critical thinking lifestyle, you could donate to Forward Radio, forwardradio.org, the pledge drive.
Oh,
click it.
God.
Smash it. Right at the top of the page.
Brian.
Give us $7 increments.
Has anyone donated?
Oh, no. I don't even know if we're on. I don't even know if we're live. No one's told me. We don't know.
Hopefully this is not just going into the void.
I mean, we're recording it for sure, but that's all. I hope the bat phone rings in here somewhere. And they're live. Shut up. Stop saying it. You want me to stop saying
it?
Oh,
my God.
You can put it into the notes
here.
Because so far, nobody's donated. So.
Please, someone donate so we know somebody's out there listening.
Because
$7.
If we donate, it defeats the thing, right? We can't do it. We need you to donate.
That's a closed circle if we donate.
Yeah. And if this sounds to you, if this sounds like, oh, you know, I feel like I'm kind of being pressured into this. Yeah, a little. I mean, if it works, we're going to be weak sense on this one. Just to illustrate the difference.
Oh, my gosh. Cracking me up. Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. Someone once accused me of giggling too much on the show.
Did they? Would that person please donate and put in the comments? Patty still giggles too much on the show.
It's Brian's fault. Okay, next thing. Brent Warren says, of course, becoming a better critical thinking is not as simple as just asking yourself a few questions. Critical thinking is a habit of mind you must be developed and strengthened over time. In effect, you must train yourself to think in a manner that is more effortful, aware, grounded, and balanced. Hear, hear, Warren.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, for sure, Warren. No doubt.
For those interested in giving themselves a crash course in critical thinking, something I did myself as I was working on my book.
Okay.
I thought it might be helpful to share a list of some of the most books that have shaped my own thinking on the subject. As a self-interested author, I naturally would suggest that you start with a new 10th anniversary edition of A More Beautiful Question. But beyond that, here are the top 8 critical thinking books I'd recommend. Brian, in full disclosure, I have not looked at these books either. So yeah. You and I are both getting these at the same moment.
Okay, I can't wait.
Okay.
These are Warren Berger's critical thinking picks.
This is going to be like Siskel and Ebert.
Yeah.
And we're either going to do thumbs up or thumbs down.
Except less well-informed.
You and I are going to...
I just have a feeling I've never heard of half of these books.
Dude, come on. You need to be more fair-minded. Ready? Number one.
My airport book is weak.
Number one.
All right.
Okay.
All right. The Bible.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
The Demon-Haunted World, Science as a Candle in the Dark by...
Carl Sagan.
That's right. Our buddy Carl Sagan.
Ooh, it's a good book.
Aren't you impressed that's his first?
I mean, are these in order?
Actually, I don't know the order.
Yeah,
so,
no, I think.
But aren't you impressed?
Well, I like it. I mean, I have 2 chapters in The Demon Haunted Mind that I use in my college critical thinking class. So, yeah,
yes.
I think that's
yeah.
Useful. And we've written about it in some of our work.
You and I have written an article on his famous baloney detection kit.
Yep.
If anyone's interested, you could make a donation and we will send you a free copy of that article.
Oh.
The baloney detection kit.
Yeah.
We will actually even help you if you are trying to use the baloney detection kit and you get stuck.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because it's actually not very user-friendly. It's more of a set of guidelines. Others really are intended to interpret it.
The baloney detection kit has nothing to do with cold cuts.
I mean, only if you're doing analysis and assessment on cold cuts. Which I think many of us are.
Actually, if you're standing in the grocery store and you're trying to decide which of the cold cuts have nitrates and which maybe are healthy and which are, like, are you trying to, like, which of the packages here are showing weak sense critical thinking and trying to get me to, then baloney detection kit on that level. I guess what I'm trying to say is the baloney detection kit is a set of guidelines that you as a thinker, that Carl Sagan has put together, you as a thinker can use to help you suss out whether a claim or a set of information is accurate or not. Or somebody trying to pull the wool over my eyes.
Yeah, to help you locate baloney of all types.
Right.
Yeah.
So, anyway,
nitrates aside.
So he mentions our buddy Carl Sagan.
I think it's an excellent start, Warren.
Yeah, good job, Warren.
Yeah.
Second source, ready? Clear Thinking, Turning Ordinary Moments into Extraordinary Results by Shane Parrish.
Sorry, missed that one.
Never heard of it.
Nope.
The creator of the Farnham Street website and host of Knowledge Project podcast explains how to contend with biases and unconscious reactions so you can make better everyday decisions. It contains insights from many of the brilliant thinkers Shane has studied. This kind of sounds like Shane heard our show and decided to do a better version of it.
Dude, are we that good? Yeah, okay, so what you can do is I'll go ahead and pitch this for people who want to try it and just see if it changes your life. I mean, he's been in Forbes and the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal and the Economist and the Financial Times. And feed your brain in 5 minutes every week for free. Join over 600,000 subscribers of Brain Food and add actionable insights and thoughtful ideas to your inbox.
You got it.
I am. Are you signing up?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. We got to see what this guy's selling.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't
Shane
wait.
Shane Parrish, Clear Thinking. Okay. Well, Warren recommends this guy, Shane.
Okay.
So, okay. Next source. By the way, any donations yet, Brian?
I don't know, but I do think one of our long-term donors just rode by on their very loud motorcycle. And if you would like to be part of the extant culture of critical thinking for everyone here in the historic Hayburn Building, then you could join that easy rider and donate on down, partner. It's coming close.
Okay, how are we doing on Give Lively?
We are hanging steady.
We're hanging steady?
Hanging steady. Well, I don't have Give Lively open. I have the WFMP page.
Oh, I think you're supposed to open the Give Lively page.
Oh, well, okay. We'll work on that,
Give
folks.
Lively page. Okay, well, Brian's working on that. I'll read the next one.
All right, very good.
Next one. Good Thinking, why Flawed Logic Puts Us All at Risk and How Critical Thinking Can Save the World by David Robert Grimes.
What is it called again?
It's called Good Thinking, Why Flawed Logic Puts Us All at Risk and How Critical Thinking Can Save the World.
Okay.
I don't have any information about that book. So, okay.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
Yes.
Very curious. Next one, everyone I think has probably heard of this one. This one got a lot of press, and this guy is very popular public intellectual. His name is Adam Grant.
Okay.
Think Again, The Power of Knowing What You Don't Know by Adam Grant.
Where do we know him from?
Because when his book came out, I listened to a couple podcasts about it. I follow him on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
Intellectual humility, being willing to admit that you might be wrong, is what this book is primarily about. But Adam, the renowned Wharton psychology professor, best-selling author, takes the reader on a mind-opening journey with colorful stories and characters. I think we might have mentioned him in a prior show, too.
Okay.
Adam Grant.
All right.
So far, I am seeing all men. I don't know their ethnicity, and I'm assuming they're all actually identify as men. I actually don't know. That's an assumption I'm making. But we also have talked on prior shows about how critical thinking is a very male, white male field, and I'm feeling like Warren is kind of leaning into that.
Well, let's see what else. I mean, how many more books
boy.
Do we have?
Oh boy, you want
to? We do have. We are at the halfway point of the show, and
yes.
I would just like to point out we have exactly zero donors right now.
You mean zero donors since our show started?
Yeah, of course. We're hanging tough at 2307. We want to thank everyone who did not take money away. Because of what they're hearing now, or maybe because you're
retract.
Maybe because it might be because you're actually listening to some world beats right now. And
No, our show is live, Brian.
Does it say so?
From everything I can see, this show is going out into the world.
Very good. Well,
onto the sound waves.
I have to say, I mean, I could use a little more participation, you know. I mean, I could, I'm not trying to say that people are obligated or something, but there's a thing about, if you use Forward Radio, if you're normally tuning into Critical Thinking for everyone at 5 p.m. on your Thursday, if that's your normal thing. I mean, we could use $7. It's a small fraction of the 7,000 we're looking for. It would show us that you are out there and, able to provide just the smallest support. As you know, Patty and I do not get any portion of the $7. Patty has now confirmed that we are alive. So my despair deepens, but with the deepening of despair comes the opportunity for enhanced hope. I mean, I feel like this is like a Star Wars plot or something. Oh, listen. Oh, wow. The truck just provided us our starting sound. Thank you. I tell you, there's nothing like recording here in the Hayburn building just for ambiance.
Okay, next book on the list. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
He's one of the ones we love to hate.
He's one of the ones we love to hate? Oh, no. Is it?
No, it's not. No, it's
okay,
not him.
Okay, it's not that guy.
No.
All right.
Rationality, What It Is, Why It Seems Scarce, Why It Matters by Steven
Pinker.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Pinker, he's huge in
one
his
of,
field.
One of our shows says, is Steven Pinker a critical thinker?
Yeah, we were not
Remember
impressed.
Remember that?
Yeah, we were not
The
impressed.
Harvard psychology professor Pinker tackles conspiracy theories head on. Your son Ian would like that.
Yes.
But also explores concepts involving risk, reward, probability, and randomness and correlation causation. And if that strikes you as daunting, be assured that Pinker makes it lively and accessible.
Oh, does he? Well, yeah.
We pride
that
ourselves.
That doesn't surprise me.
We pride ourselves on being lively and accessible.
Well, but also maybe meaningful. I'm not sure if we're hitting that note today. You should send us a donation of $7 to Critical Thinking for Everyone. No, I keep saying that and it's wrong. To forwardradio.org. Of all the things taped to this monitor, you'd think that one thing would be on here. Oh, it's right above the monitor. There it is. All right, so forwardradio.org.
Please make Brian happy and send in $7 to somebody.
$7.
Or yeah.
I mean, I guess is everybody waiting for me to send in the first $7? I tell you what, I bleed for this thing. Come on.
Oh, my gosh.
You should have seen me struggling to get the key.
Okay, are you ready? Here's the next one.
Yeah, sure.
Here's the next one. How Minds Change, The Surprising Science of Belief, Opinion, Persuasion by David Mick Rainey.
Oh, well.
You like him.
I don't remember. No, I don't remember.
You like
what
him.
Did I like about him?
Because he wrote the book You Are Not So Smart.
Oh.
Yes, remember
like
you gave
one.
Me a copy of that book.
Yes, okay, I do remember now.
And
yeah,
we did a show about that.
Well, I mean, we've had a lot of shows. If you want to check the archives, you can go to soundcloud.org. We got 200 and some.
219,
I think. And we would... just love it if you'd come and download those. You can make an account and just listen to them right there. You know what you can do over there, too, is you can put a little heart next to the ones you like, and you can navigate through our show to the other great shows Forward Radio.
Sustainability Now.
Well, we're always pushing that one, but it is always there to be pushed. I mean, what a flagship.
That's a nice way to put it.
Yeah.
That's a nice way to put it.
Yeah.
We have some wonderful shows on Forward Radio.
Well, there's a ton of wonderful shows on Forward Radio.
Yeah. We are very proud of our local programming. We're very proud to be in a Pacifica affiliate.
Oh, yeah. We love all that stuff.
Yeah. And so we're just one little drop in the bucket that is Forward Radio. Drink it all up. This wonderful, container of exceptional programming that you cannot hear anywhere else.
Yeah, and if you're thirsty, there's always On the Edge with K.A. Owens, which has been around for quite a while.
What a guy.
Yeah, he's got a really nice body of work there. We really appreciate all of K.A.'s efforts, bringing the real deal to the people. I appreciate his interview style. What else do we have here that we want to talk about? So many great... I mean, we've talked about the national shows a lot of times before, but I don't know. Are there any others on here that you want to shout out? Bench Talk is one that
I
love in particular.
Yeah, Dave Robinson, is wonderful science show. I don't know. I have to say, Perks of Being a Book Lover.
Now,
that's
okay.
One of our newer shows. Yeah. I say newer, but... everything's relative. That one, and what's really great about that one is they do regular updates on our on the Forward Radio Facebook page. So if you're curious to keep up with programming, Brian and I are not very good at forwarding our critical thinking announcements on our Critical Thing for Everyone Facebook page to the main Forward Radio page. We should be doing that.
Yeah, why don't we do that?
Well, we just need to get into the habit.
I suppose so. No, okay, that's cool.
Brian, check the, how are we doing on the leaderboard here?
You know, if you love solutions to violence, you could send $7 right now.
And you don't have to shout out our show.
Yeah, you could shout Solution to Violence for $7. I mean, that's an important show. So far, no one is interested in taking us up on it.
I don't think you're looking at the right. Are you sure you're looking at the right?
I'm looking at the right.
Looking at the right page?
I am delighted that we have $2,307 in the bank, as it were, from this 7th anniversary pledge drive. And you know, the reality is that it's going to take us probably the rest of the couple of days to pull in the rest of this money, but you can start any time by donating to forwardradio.org.
We would love to count you as a supporter.
Smashing that pledge button.
Yeah.
What else is in the critical thinking news, Patty?
Okay, well, let's take a look at the news. One of the things that is in the news, give me a few minutes here, because...
I can just refresh people on critical thinking. You know, there's a lot of things that people say are critical thinking, but that critical part, when we're talking about it, we're talking about criteria. We think there's a relationship between the word critical and the word criteria. And so when we're thinking with criteria, we're thinking with standards. And so that's what we think's going on with our show. We think that we're... you know, using evidence to make the claims that we that we're putting out there, and we think that there are a variety of intellectual tools that people can use to engage their own thinking and the thinking of others, and we like to pull the cover off those because thinking is mainly hidden. You know, I mean, it's people can't see our thinking; they just see the products of our thinking, and so often speech and media and various types of expression just kind of get out there in the world, and you know, it's nice sometimes to break them apart and kind of examine the thinking behind them. And again, we're quite open to examining our own thinking as well as the thinking of everybody else. So,
well, Brian, another topic in the news, critical thinking news, is a topic that is a very hot topic that last time we did a critical thinking in the news, this was the number one topic. Do you remember what that was back in January? What was the number one critical thinking topic that came up?
Oh, it was artificial intelligence.
That's right.
For sure.
And it continues to be hot topic in the news. And so
I just assigned a news story about that in a class I teach.
What did you tell? What did you assign?
I talked about this thought experiment from a guy named John Searle. Called the Chinese Room, which is about what's it about in a sentence? It's about whether it's possible to have genuine intelligence if the functions that you're performing can also be performed in a, you know, it's essentially as mimicry. If you can do intellectual mimicry and you can do it at a very high level, for example, translating a language, but not really knowing the language, that's what the thought experiment is about, then would that be, if you actually knew the language, that would be evidence of intelligence.
Right.
But if you can translate it without actually knowing the language, like if there's essentially a program is what Searle was talking about, like a computer program, if that could do that, but it didn't know what it was doing. It was just doing essentially a matching game. Or if a person was doing that in the thought experiment, would that be the same as knowing, right? As knowing the language. If you could do that, if you were always right and you're essentially following a set of instructions to do a kind of a matching game with pictograms. That's why it's the Chinese Room, because of the nature of the graphic nature of the language. So anyway, That's a maybe a little bit of an outdated, at this point it's 1980s, I guess, a little bit of an outdated test for strong artificial intelligence. So that's kind of the idea I was bringing to the students.
And what class?
This was an introduction to philosophy class.
You're teaching intro to philosophy.
I am over at Indiana University Southeast.
Okay, interesting. Brian, so what you just shared, Brian, is relevant to my comment here, which is there's an article that just came out about 6 essential transferable skills to thrive in the age of AI.
Ooh.
And one of them is critical thinking, but one of them is AI ethics.
Ooh.
And you are an ethicist.
Yeah, I suppose I am.
And so if someone walking down a Broadway right now heard us talking and shouted up to the window and said, "What is an ethicist?" How would you answer that, Brian? What is an ethicist?
An ethicist is a person who puts you to sleep during surgery.
Good one.
Thank you.
Ethicist.
I'm here the rest of the hour. Feel free to donate at forwardradio.org.
No. Oh, yeah, it is.
I got it right.
Oh, you got
time.
It right.
Forwardradio.org is where it's at.
Ethicist. What is
an ethicist is a person who concerns themselves with issues of right and wrong and good and bad, both in a sort of personal sense, but also in a social or political sense.
And you roll around in the gray areas.
Well, you know, the thing is, when they're clear, when the society or when individuals tend to have very clear lines, then they often act on those without a lot of conscious reflection. And so we tend to think of those, whether personally or socially, as you know, black and white, right? And so, yeah, I guess the gray areas are where you have to engage in complex questioning, like Warren Berger's talking about. You know, you have to do that stuff in order to maybe tease out the details. And even then, in ethics, you have to be satisfied at the end of the day with having really good, justifiable outcomes, as opposed to having something like absolute proof or you know, knowing anything for sure, like those things. Those things are cloudier within ethics than they are in something like biology or physics.
You teach ethics.
Yeah.
You teach that kind of thinking. Okay.
That's one of the things
that this article talks about is AI ethics.
Yeah.
And so let me lay this on you.
All right.
The ethical use of AI is fundamental to building responsible and fair artificial intelligence systems and machine learning algorithms and ensuring compliance with data privacy laws.
Yeah.
So how can you navigate this complex landscape and prove that you are capable of identifying and addressing ethical challenges as they arise?
Mm.
Start by familiarizing yourself with the issues advise Dr. Kansu Kanka, Director of Responsible AI Practice for the Institute of Experiential AI at Northeastern University. For instance, find out what we may mean by AI ethics. What are the concerns, risks, and exposure to stakeholders and customers?
Sure.
What are the trade-offs? Then try to connect the issues with AI to other ethical issues in your industry or the departments you support, because they will all need to be considered and addressed.
Sure.
So Kanka says that most companies have a code of ethics and provide tools or guidelines to help technology pros integrate ethical considerations into their decision-making and workflows. I don't know how helpful that is. That sounds so general.
No, that's not helpful. I mean, that
sounds very general.
Well, it's very general. Egg. It's very general in the sense of if you've never thought about it before, that just crushed it. Like, they just gave you a bunch of talking points. Like, well, what you do is you think about the way that AI connects with your ethics mission that you probably already thought about in your own organization. Well, what you do is you take the classical questions of ethics and you apply them to situations that would involve AI. Blah, 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 blah. I'm sure that if you dug in, there would be advice about how to do that thinking. But yeah, maybe they just leave that to us here on Critical Thinking for Everyone.
Well, and listen, Kansu Kanka, the director that they quoted here, is just one short paragraph in this article. So I'm sure that that person was, that was a soundbite, and this person, you could go to the website to learn more. But
well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, AI, just what's given there is not very helpful, but that's AI, why there's probably more.
And AI is in the news because it's so emergent and so quickly moving, and we're all trying to grapple with it.
Well, and what we fail to grapple with right now is that AI wrote that article. So if you care about these kinds of topics, you could make a donation at forwardradio.org.
And you could give smash a shout out.
Smash the button at the smash top of the page.
Smash the button and tell them how much, tell the world how much you like critical thinking for everyone.
Or whatever.
Well, when I say how much you like it, I mean, really, you can say how much you like it, which might be a little, it might be a lot.
It might be a little. We'd be interested in any feedback, as a matter of fact. You know, and if you want to, if you know, I mean, I've been saying $7, and I mean, maybe it's just that $7 doesn't get you, it doesn't get you anything.
It gets us closer to our goal.
Yeah, but if you gave, say, three times that. If
That'd
you gave
be awesome.
If you gave 20 bones, so not quite, you know, you would get a bumper sticker. You could go to forwardradio.org and check out those bumper stickers.
Yeah, and we would say your name on the air.
Oh, lots. Yeah, we would. Yeah, if anybody donates right now, you'll get for the next 12 minutes. You'll come up as many times as this donation request has come up. We are rocking hard at 2307. If you donated $30, right? $30.
Oh, yeah, what will they get if they donate $30?
One of those cool enamel pens, you know, the ones with
Forward
the...
Forward Radio.
Uh-huh,
nice,
uh-huh.
Yes, okay.
Yes, with the tricolor.
All right.
$50 donation, you get a shirt. Have you thought about $50?
You get a WFMP t-shirt. It's black with our logo. It's really cool.
It's really nice. If you've thought about aesthetics, which some of us haven't, but if you've thought about aesthetics, and how would you know that? Well, you'd stop and you'd think about your thinking about aesthetics, and you'd have some methods and criteria for figuring out if you've done this before. But dare I say, if you have, you would look at these and go, wow, these are really nice, and these fit my aesthetic, and these are worth $50. Or if you're like me and you sometimes get chilly in the studio, a $75 donation will get you a really killer hoodie with the same aesthetic. It's just sort of branded right there, right across the chest, the tricolor logo.
Well, I also...
You just discovered we're not live.
Well, no, good. We are live.
Because I have some things to say about this marker not moving over here from 2307, but I better not say I'm live.
We are live.
Ruth will get mad at me.
I cannot explain why we're not getting any donations
I know why.
Other than people are turned off by our shenanigans.
Yeah, well, you know, I have yet to hear about it, frankly. So, I mean, this is nice feedback, but a little more explicitly, if you please. We have a Facebook page. You could just
you could just drop it on.
Oh yeah, these guys suck. I mean, we could pull the plug on this any day. You could come take our spot.
I hadn't thought about that. Anybody want to like be us for a week?
Oh man, a year. You could come do the show for a year. In fact, we would help you get your own
Warren
show.
Warren Berger, you could bring Warren Berger on.
Yeah. A lot of people are a lot more successful than we are at getting this, you know, this high-level community support, except, of course, we recently got a big-time author, right, thanks to you.
Yes, Matt Gatton.
Yeah, that was cool. That's a really interesting book.
Last week, if you want to hear a really interesting interview, listeners, go to our show on SoundCloud. Last week, Matt Gatton, we interviewed him about his book called The Shadows of Socrates.
Yeah.
So interesting.
Yeah, it's a really good book, and we didn't get to talk about it a lot because I was pushing him on his ancient heresies, and he was absolutely ready for every one of them. So it's a great interview. It's a great book, and you ought to go check it out.
Yeah, a lot of fun. So
sure.
We also have, if you go to SoundCloud, as Brian mentioned, over 200 back episodes, including interviews with public health colleagues, with critical thinking colleagues, all kinds of interviews. If you don't want to hear our voices so much, you can check out one of our interviews. And
yeah. Oh, and also just want to point out while we're, you know, talking about things you could do, you could donate $100 to the station at forwardradio.org. $100 would get you shout outs throughout the day. Like, we'd say things like, hey, donate to, for example, forwardradio.org and smash the button at the top. We just do all this for you, right? And we move that needle. You know, all I know is in all the times I've done these live radio things, you know.
What?
Whoa.
What?
Whoa.
What?
Donnie Green.
Yes.
From the Arthur Street Hotel. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Thanks, Donnie.
What?
That's
he just
killer.
Donated?
Just gave us 100 bones.
What?
Woo! I'm telling you what, the Arthur Street Hotel is a fantastic project over there, helping a lot of folks out right there off the interstate by U of L.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell us about it.
Oh, man, I'm going to get it wrong. I better look it up here.
Oh, thank you. Wow, Donnie, thank you for that.
All right, let's see.
Woohoo!
Let me get
Arthur
the thing.
Arthur Street Hotel.
Yeah, so this is, they got news stories right here. Let's see. And this is from, I guess this is really recently, in less than a year. Yeah, it's been open less than a year. Arthur Street Hotel has placed 160 formerly houseless individuals into permanent housing.
Wow.
At the hotel, right? I mean, it's been turned into this, this business here of helping these folks.
Wow, that is cool.
Yeah, that's absolutely a fantastic project. It's right down there by U of L where we have so many interests.
That's excellent. Thank you for your support and thank you for what you do for our community.
Yeah, Donnie is the director.
Donnie, thank you very much. We need to go and check out the Arthur Street Hotel. Check it out.
Well, and again, the Arthur Street Hotel is for folks who have, you know, a crisis in their housing.
Okay.
So I think that I think people can probably donate to the cause.
That's wonderful. So what's the website if people want to learn more or donate?
Let's see. Boy, I didn't think that I was going to have to type all these things, but I am delighted to. It's definitely worth a donation, Donnie. Thank you so much. I'm just slow is the only problem. And thanks for listening to the show. Someone else listens to the show. Can you believe?
I am tickled.
I am absolutely stunned. I've got care@asharthurstreethotel.org.
Nice. Okay.
Yep.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Looks like it.
Great. Awesome. Woo! Wonderful. Wow. Arthur Street Hotel. Wow. I'm definitely going to check that out and learn more.
Yep.
So
absolutely. Thank you.
Wonderful. All right. Now, who wants to, in the next 7 minutes, wants to make a $7 or $50 or $75 or $100 donation and help us meet our goal of $200
for
the
We did have a $200 goal, and Donnie just helped us really
Donnie,
make a lot
yeah,
of
he smashed that
distance.
Button.
Yeah, for sure. We appreciate you.
And, awesome. Who else out there is a Critical Thinking fan? And
there's got to be some folks. $7 at a time. In fact, when this happened, I don't know if you noticed, I was so stunned that the number changed that it took me a second to process it. So
I know.
I'm just glad we have more confirmation that we're live. Doing our best. Check out the Arthur Street Hotel,
Burns.
A worthy cause. Doing good things. They helped us.
We
appreciate them.
Yeah. So what, as we're thinking about Critical Thinking for Everyone and the rest of the year, what are some topics, Brian, that we have not touched on that we still yet to cover? In how many, we've been doing this since October of 2017.
I'll tell you something that, some of our Critical Thinking mentors do, like Linda Elder and Gerald Nozich at the Foundation for Critical Thinking.
Yeah.
They go into thinking examples from literature and film and stuff like that, like classic examples, but they could be more contemporary ones and tease those out. Like we could do that, for some kind of contemporary media source.
Okay. All right.
I don't think we
option.
Do much of that. I don't think we do much
don't.
Of that.
We don't. Okay. one before we started the show, you had the idea to make it a call-in show. Remember that?
Oh yeah, that'd be great to have a call-in
couldn't we try a call-in show?
I'd be willing to do a call-in show, but I don't know on this particular table where they'd put the phone.
People would text.
Do you think they'd text? Because I mean, we want to get their voices.
Or email?
Can we get their voices on the? Like we're talking, like we're it's live. It's thinking about your thinking while you're thinking in order to improve your thinking.
We have to work on that part. Wow.
That was my original idea, but Justin said we're not ready for that kind of nonsense.
We're not ready for prime time. By the way, folks, if you're wondering where is Justin Mogg, who kind of keeps our shenanigans at bay, he was really hoping to join us. He got a little waylaid. He went to see the eclipse. In taking public transportation, as he is a great model for taking public transportation. And sometimes when you do that, though, you run into delays. He got a little delayed, so he's really sorry he won't be here. He will be there at our birthday party this Saturday. We want to see you Saturday, April 13th, from 5 to 8 p.m., Logan Street Market. Just come, cake, music. Party,
just
silent
keep
auction.
Keep them going.
Yeah. Hashtag
wine.
Charles Booker.
Charles
hashtag
Booker.
Hashtag silent auction. Hashtag fun.
Yeah.
Hashtag food. Hashtag leads.
All the stuff at Logan Street Market.
Yeah. Hashtag P2. You get to meet me.
Oh, yeah. P2's going
to
be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
ready to sign autographs.
Okay. Well, listen.
If people come up with a Sharpie and they want you to sign something, will you sign it for them?
You know what? If people want to bring something, I will sign on behalf of me, and I'll sign on behalf of Brian.
Oh yeah.
If you print off a photo of me and Brian from the internet, and you want me to sign it, why are you laughing? Like nobody would do that?
I guess there are a couple. I was just thinking like this is AI alert. Like this, who knows what's going to turn out there?
Yeah. So listen, folks.
Yeah, bring it. Let's bring it. Let's see what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, listen, folks. I hope you hear that we want to have to see you there.
Yes.
In person.
Yes.
We want to be able to thank you for being a listener, for being a donor, for being a fan of Forward Radio.
100%.
We are so grateful to this community because it's you. You are the reason we do this. You are the reason we're here. And we're so grateful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I mean, if critical thinkers talk and there's no one there to hear it, are they really thinking?
Well, we're trying to make the thinking explicit. So we're putting it out here so that people can evaluate it, just like we might do it in any other forum, right? Evaluating thinking. But first you have to put it out there and say, well, what is this thinking? You have to give names to the stuff. You have to talk about, you know, questions like we were talking about here today, or talk about purposes, or talk about any number of other things. I mean, other pieces of thinking, point of view and assumptions and concepts. I mean, and then you need to assess those things. And we talk about building good habits to become certain kinds of thinkers so that we can maybe help shape the world into the kind of thinking that that we care about. Look, just want to shout out once again. Thanks so much to Arthur Street Hotel. Thanks so much to Donnie Green for showing that you listen and that you care about critical thinking. And you folks check out Arthur Street Hotel and the good work that's being done there on behalf of the folks here in Louisville. And as you know, critical thinking, friends, it's for everyone.
Even you.